Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
My first name is Sharon, Sharon, and my last name is Mann, Mann.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Okay, I looked at your product online yesterday, and I started finding it interesting. I put in my name, my address, my information, and as I went down the website, I realized that this was not going to work because of all these additional things and charges and things. So I went back, I deleted all my information, and I never placed an order. But I got a bill, I got a charge on my credit card for $6.95.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see the charge you're speaking of. Now I'm not sure how it's an order or could have went through. We do ask for the name, contact information, mail address, and card information, and you would have to submit the order. That is the only way that they can go through.
Well, I got a charge on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. So I was saying that I'm not sure how else a charge could have gone through. It can only go through if the customer submits the order.
Okay, well, the customer, I didn't submit the order. I deleted all my information. And I need you to credit my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Now, usually I only handle fraudulent accounts, and this would not be considered fraud. I'll have to reach out to a supervisor to see if they can process a
Okay,
refund.
I thought you were the supervisor.
No, ma'am, this is for the fraud department.
Okay. Do you have a supervisor in the fraud department?
Could you please hold, ma'am?
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. As a one-time courtesy, we can process a refund on the account.
Okay, that would be great.
It'll take 3 to 5 business days. You'll receive a confirmation email.
Okay.
Is there
And
anything else I could help you with?
no, that's it, honey.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.